Okay, hello everyone, and welcome to this Zoom call today, the 18th of January. And on the line we have Fahd Bataini, Avery Doria, Edmund Chung, and from staff we have Bart Barswinkle and Christina Nordstrom, and we have no apologies. So over to you, Edmund.
Thank you. And thank you everyone for joining the call. I circulated a brief agenda for today, mainly focused on the single character IDN-TLD final report that we, the draft final report that we published in December and went out for public comments. We extended the public comments last time, and I guess it's great to see that. We have a good number of comments coming back. I sent that link out. I wonder if anyone wanted to bring any particular attention to any one of them. I'd like to perhaps ask Bart to walk us through the summary analysis of the comments. Hearing none, perhaps we can start with Bart walking us through, and then we'll head into a discussion of some of the items that Bart has. Does that work for you, Bart?
Yes, that's fine with me, Evan. Let me run you quickly through what I've done. Say first the structure. I've included already a draft exec summary, so it's really a draft, but it's just to show what will happen to the report if you include it. The first bit is, say, the real substantive section is the introduction. It follows the same. The introduction itself follows the same structure as the overview of the interim of the comments on the interim report. So, first of all, when it was published. Secondly, the main items in the draft final report. So that's the recommendations A to through D. Then a bit on the how I've included the comments. The second section is, so it's more general comments, so they're not specifically aimed at either one of the recommendations or one of the specifics in the report itself. And I've listed them according to the date received, so there is no preference, only the for the comments, and I've tried to summarize the comments and especially the general aspects. So that's a summary of the comments itself. Then there is the draft consideration of comments. So that's just to say to initiate the discussion by the working group and based on say the previous the conversation we had 2 weeks ago. The third section, that is specific comments on the JIC implementation recommendations. So that's section 5 and 6 in the this is on the recommendations. So that's section 4, and I've included the language in the draft final report, and then the comments, and they all focus, in my view, on recommendation D of the working group. So that was the case-by-case basis for analysis. Again, listed and a bit group, but listed in principle according to the date received, and included, again, the draft considerations of the comments. Then the four, and that should be number four, specific comments on other aspects of the report. So that's, there was one comment on section one on the introduction and background, and there was one comment or two comments on, or one comment on section six suggested edits to the new GTLDA applicant guidebook. With regards to the last one, I didn't feel very comfortable of inserting a comment there because I'm not too familiar with the new applicant guidebook. That's a bit out of my scope. So that's noted as there as well. So this is with respect to the general structure of this document. Are there any questions or remarks? No? Okay, then I'll go into, say, the summary of the comments. It starts with Section 2. That's on page 2 of the document. Admin, what do you want me to do? To read through the comments or the way I summarized them, or you want to focus on the consideration of the comments?
Right. I think it's probably best if you could just highlight the comment, and then we can go into whether we need to respond, and we can go that one by one.
Yeah, okay. Now, the general comments is, that's what I wanted to include. All comments were in support of, the general idea of introducing single character IDNs, TLDs, and they support the efforts of the JIC, and I think they also support amendments or the refinements of the JIC on the interim report. So that's more general, the more general statement. There are, however, some general comments which are a bit out of scope of the recommendations itself, but fall within the JIG and that's specifically suggested by CNNIC and the Internet Society of China, that the introduction of IDN TLDs should be linked with resolution of the variant management issues. So that's recorded as well. And if you then go into the draft consideration of the comments, again, there is this general note on the that the all comments receive support to introduction of single character IDNs in general and in general thrust of the recommendations of the JIG. And what I've included, some commentators advise that single character IDN should be introduced after the IDN variant management issues, including the policy aspects, have been resolved. And then in the view of the JIC, this recommendation is recommendable, however not necessary, as experience with IDN CCTLD fast track has shown. But that was... maybe I'm too biased with regard to IDN CCTLDs. I could imagine that the JIG itself has another view. And the JIG also knows that some commentators refer to the introduction of single-character IDNs at the second level, and that's specifically ALAC in the view of the JIG. This is not a matter for the JIG, but is discussed and it should be raised in other fora. So that's more a general note. So these are the main aspects of the general comments. Are there any questions from you, or do you want me to be very specific and read what is in the draft consideration so you can comment, or you want to do it online so I can take them into and prepare a next version?
No, I think I'd like to open up a little bit of a discussion here on a couple of aspects, one of which I think is a consistent message, I guess, from CNNIC and ISC about the IDN variant management issue and the priority of which And that links a little bit to your statement about the IDN ccTLD fast track and the relationship there with the IDN variant management. So I guess I'd like to open the question to the group is, first of all, is on the IDN variant issue and how we would like to report on the comment that they should be somewhat linked in terms of the IDN TLD launch. Well, that sort of impacts obviously the single character IDN TLDs and the IDN variant management at the root. My initial reaction, I'll start with my initial reaction. I hope Avery or Fahd or others could comment and provide your input as well. My initial reaction is perhaps we should. This is somewhat a mixture, I guess, of a implementation priority and policy in a way. I wonder if this is something that we should go back to GNSO and CCNSO and see if it is an item of that we should take on, because on its own right now, I think we can distinct. I mean, they are two distinct issues, and there's no particular reason aside from these comments that we would bundle, I guess, couple, bound them together at one go. So my initial reaction is that we probably should go about both, and obviously try to speed up on the IDM variants, but we'll really treat them as separate at this point, produce our reports, but at the same time ask whether we should work on how they would be related. I wonder if Avery or Fahd have any...
This is Yalom.
Hi, Yalom.
Hi, Yalom.
Hi.
Good to have you on.
Sorry, joined a bit late. I think that the single character issue and the variant issue are issues that we need to address before we can produce a final report. And so I don't see why we can just let this statement stand as is and work with the variant management issue, because I think it is, both of the comments agree that the single character IDN should be introduced. I mean, they agree with the idea that the single character IDN should be introduced. And I don't think we would just like to go out and say that although the IDN variant issue is not resolved, we would just like to go ahead with the single character issue. I don't think that's a position that the JIG would like to take anyway. And so, since we are now going to talk about the variant issue, variant management issue, as we go on, we might come up with some items that we might want to go back to our relevant SOs and talk about and discuss. But as of now, I don't think this issue should stop us from, or I mean, just stop us from the second character IDN issue itself, because this is an issue that we are going to deal with anyway.
Thank you. I just want to clarify, because you started off saying that we should do both issues, have a final report together. I just want to make sure that I got it correct, that you're actually suggesting that there would be a final report for single character IDN TLD separately, and we can push that forward and get that wrapped up, and then we have a separate report for the IDN variant item.
That is something that I have not that I do not have a final opinion on. I'm sorry if I suggest that.
Okay. So I guess that is definitely one item we should discuss is whether, you know, we want to wrap up something and say we've used this work, and then we move on to IDM variants versus, you know, we need to sort of, for lack of a better word, suspend what, you know, the single character until we complete the IDN variant discussion. Any thoughts from Avery or?
Yeah, this is Avery.
Yes.
If I can comment.
Please go ahead.
I'm not sure I understand. I mean, I think the issue of variants is important. I thought it was on the list of things we were going to work on. I'm not sure I understand why the issue is any different with single characters than it is with any IDN. The issue obviously needs to be solved, and there needs to be, at the very least, a policy decision on how to handle it, even if there isn't a full technical decision, and people decide they don't want to wait for a full technical decision before, you know, going ahead with IDN. But I'm not sure I understand why there's a greater problem with single character than with IDN in general, and therefore I don't see any reason why we would hold up IDN single characters while we engage in the longer process of figuring out, you know, what to do about variants in general. But maybe I'm missing something. Thanks.
No, thank you, Avery. So I'm sort of at a very similar mindset. You know, it seems to me that this is an issue that is, the IDM variant issue is certainly an issue that's larger in a way. When I mean larger is that it's not specific to single character IDN DLDs. So, you know, I take that as similar, you know, similar in a way to other issues that we have came across previously and said, you know, like string confusion issues, you know, other types of issues which are, you know, a set of larger issues for new GTLDs that is not specific to single character ones. And I'm inclined to go that way. But I wanted to add is that perhaps so that comes back to my question earlier, which is whether we want to, you know, just produce these two reports, give it to staff, and you know they would prioritize and create the implementation plan for it, or we want to go back and say, you know, whether these things need to be tied together, and you know, because one of the comments even suggested that IDN variants be in place before even IDN's GTLDs, let alone single character IDN GTLDs, be ready to go. So I guess my currently the feeling is probably on single character IDN TLD. My inclination is to say, you know, we should continue the progress, forge ahead, and group these issues under the ones which are, you know, should be discussed, but not specific to single character IDN TLDs. The only difference here is that it is relevant to the JIG, because previously we said, you know, this is not the fora, you know, it should be talked about elsewhere. But I think the position is probably that this is not specific to single character IDNs, and we will be working on it. And we hear the comments clear that we should prioritize that and move faster on our work on IDN variants for the TLD. Does that make sense? Avery, perhaps Ian, you mentioned that you're not fully sure yet. So I'll, you know, that's sort of my inclination right now. I guess I'll send it to the list and, you know, have others weigh in as well, and perhaps you can think about consider it a little bit more and respond on the list as well. Somebody was going to speak. Was it Avery or Iam?
Yeah, I was. I guess I was going to say that I agreed with you. This is Avery. I agreed with you. We're obviously not saying that there are no IDNs until variants are solved. It seems like that one, I think the notion that's included that things are resolved on a case-by-case basis is perhaps part of that case has to, you know. I do think we have to solve the variant as soon as possible, at least at a basic policy level. And I don't know why we shouldn't be offering a solution. We're not going to solve the technical problem here, and the technical problem's not going to get solved in the short time frame. You know, what exists exists and what doesn't. So we're going to have to make a policy determination, or somebody is, and a joint group between CCNSO and GNSO doing that seems as good a place to make a policy recommendation as any, no matter how many groups, you know, and the effort should be coordinated, and I hope they will, but making a recommendation on that seems reasonable. Two documents, one document, I've never really cared, but, you know, if we're done with single character recommendations and we see nothing special about single character against multi-character other than, you know, that would change the variant thing, I'd say go with what we've got.
Okay. Thank you, Avery. With that, I want to tangent off slightly further on this issue because I understand that Tina has moved on from ICANN, and actually Olaf mentioned to me that I apologize if I don't speak the name correctly. Is it Naila or Naila?
Naila. Naila. She's Naila. She's originally from Palestine.
So I understand Naila will be the IDN person going forward.
She's managing the fast track process.
Ah, I see.
So to my knowledge, but Olaf, are you on the call? I thought I heard him. No, he's not. To my knowledge, she's because Tina was managing the fast track process. That was one of her jobs. And Naila, she used to work in the for the IANA function, and she moved on to the IDN fast track process.
Okay.
And I don't know if she will take on the other roles and responsibilities of Tina regarding the regarding IDN. So I can find out.
Okay, because I think it's quite, sorry. Please go ahead.
Sorry, this is Ellen. I just would like to say that one of the reasons why I said I don't have a specific reason is because actually I do have a reason. I mean, I do have an opinion, but in issues like this, I mean, and actually my opinion is in agreement with Avery and you and probably Bart, because that's I think what he meant in saying that. That although this is recommendable, it is not necessary, as with the idea of fast track. But with something like this, I would like to go back to the CCNSO and just make sure that there are no problems there before we go on. I mean, personally, I would like to say yes. I don't think there's. I mean, this should be. This should have be burdened or stopped or. They should be bogged down by the variant issue. That's my personal opinion. But because I'm an expert in the CCNSO, so I would just like to make sure that there are no problems with this issue in terms of the CCNSO.
Okay. That would be very useful, actually. If you can bring it back and get a sense there as well. So I guess, and thank you for putting this in. So Bart, I think one of the things reason why I brought the issue of Tina and Naila up is because for the IDN variants issue, when we were talking in Cartagena as well, there was this pending staff study that needs to be done and was proposed at that time. But since Tina has left, I was wondering, you know, who would be filling the void and when we would see that happening. I you probably don't have the answer.
If I would know it, I would tell you.
I understand, but I wonder if you could help.
Yes, yeah, no, it's very clear. So it's not just for this working group, it's for the IDM, PDP, and other issues as well. The whole variant management issue is yeah, put it this way, it is hovering over the market, and it needs to land sometime.
Okay, so I guess I gather that we are not sure yet. Again, I go back to what we've discussed last few times, is that we would forge ahead. I just because we have been working on the single character ones, and I would really want to complete this so that, you know, I guess to get something out the door.
Edmund, may I make a suggestion based on, say, your discussion? I've changed it a little bit, say, what's in the draft recommendations. Say, in the view of the... I'll spell out what I've written now. In the view of the JIG, this is recommendable. However, the variant management issue is not specific to single character IDN TLDs or the introduction of single character IDN TLDs. And, yeah, now the question is, should be resolved in the broader context or something like that?
Well, I think we probably shouldn't say it's whether it's recommendable or not. I we probably should say that it is to acknowledge that it is certainly an important issue. We probably should report that it doesn't seem to be specific to the single character issue, but it is definitely related to our work on IDN variants, and we will definitely take that into consideration as we talk about the IDN variants.
Yeah, and the question is, and we'll report so to the councils or to the respective councils.
Right.
Because then you've got it, say, you've got it more addressed procedurally, and say, and it's more into the next phase, because I think we try to work on something that is moving constantly, say, this whole variant management, and to take a stand in this report already is probably you get bogged down by it.
Right. I totally agree. So I guess, yeah, that's the direction
So I'll change it.
Yeah, thank you. On the item about the CCTLD fast track, I'm not sure what we're not sure whether we were we
I
should
can strike it.
Include
it,
that. I think with what we've just said, we probably doesn't have to add that if people are okay with that. I'm specifically talking about Bart's suggestion to point towards the IDN CCTLD fast track that, you know, one can be introduced without IDN variants. I guess at this point I'm not comfortable trying to make that statement.
No, and it's say in the logic where the group is heading now, say this is an important issue or the acknowledgement this is an important issue, but it's not specific to single character IDN, IDN introduction of IDN TLDs. That's another route, and then you don't need to refer to any other experiences at all, in my view. I've already deleted that part of the sentence.
Okay, cool. Does anyone have other concerns, questions on the general comments? If not, I guess, Bart, why don't we move on to the specific comments? And perhaps similar, you can walk us through them, and then we'll come back to some of these.
So the specific comments are in fact two sections. One is most comments are dealing with the requested, say, with recommendation D, and the other ones are on specific or sections in other sections in the report. So what I'll do is, just for the ease of it, I'll read recommendation D, so everybody is aware what it says. Say recommend. The JIC makes the following recommendations regarding the implementation of single character IDN TLDs, then recommendation D. Requested single character IDN TLD strings should be analyzed on a case-by-case basis in the new GTLD process depending on the script and language. Single character IDN TLDs should be acceptable, but must not be confusingly similar to single or two-character ASCII TLDs. For alphabetic script single-character IDN TLDs, other technical aspects of confusability may be taken into consideration, such as likelihood of user slip with relevance to keyboard layouts. So that's recommendation D. And the way I've read all the comments, they all focus on recommendation D, and they are a bit diverse, I would say. I think the first of all is the acknowledgement or the support for the suggestion to do evaluate and analyze the IDN TLD strings on a case-by-case basis. So that's one. And so that's recorded. But then you will see that, each of the commentators, or most of them, most of the comments, look at specific aspects of this analysis. So let me first go to one we discussed on the previous call. That was the statement of the ALAC. ALAC believes that an IDN evaluation panel could be established to review applications for single character or two-character IDNs. The IDN evaluation panelists should be composed of relevant individual experts and community representatives. The IDN evaluation panel could also assist with the review of contentious IDN CCTLDs. So that's one. And what I'll do now is note the consideration of this comment. Say, with regard to the suggestion to an IDN evaluation panel to review applications for single-character or two-character IDNs, the working group notes that the discussions in these areas are taking place in other ICANN fora and have not been concluded to date and therefore should be raised there. So the evaluation panel, introduction of the evaluation panel, that maybe should be clarified, is more or less part of, say, the whole new GTLD process and the fast-track process. And because it's broader than just single character and has the issues raised by ALAC are not limited to single character IDNs, I thought I might suggest that the more the procedural approach to refer them to the other fora to introduce such a panel. So that's one. Are there any comments or questions on this aspect of the ALAC comment?
Bart?
Yes,
Edmund. I actually am interested to ask. I think generally, I think the the direction that, in terms of summary, is quite accurate. But there's only one thing I sort of wanted to ask the group is this concept of IDN evaluation panel. Perhaps goes with the earlier discussion, and perhaps my question is whether we should go and ask the SOs, the CCNSO and the GNSO, whether this is yet another topic that this group should talk about. So, in terms of responding, we acknowledge it. It is definitely outside of the scope of this specific issue. But I guess we can probably go one step further and say, to go back to the SOs and say, is this something we need to look at? Does that make sense for others? Hearing no objection, I guess.
This is Bart. I put on my hat, say, what I know from the Fast Track and from the IDN, CCTLD, PDP.
Mm-hmm.
I think evaluation panel and how the processes are structured is very much dependent on if you talk about the IDN, CCTLD process or the new GTLD process. And trying to merge, I'm scared that you might end up with very, very high level recommendations which only will hold up both processes. And if, say, in preparation of this paper this morning, I look back again at the charter, I think this working group, what might be found, that there are other topics which are already acknowledged as common work items, which are more fruitful.
Bart, actually, I fully agree with you. I'm just suggesting, in fact, we probably, if we are going to communicate back to the councils, we should, say that, and also including here. But the only reason why I'm suggesting this is to as a response to ALAC, because this is something coming from ALAC. I'd like to be really not just seem like we're dismissing it and it's being discussed elsewhere, but actually take it and back to the councils and say, this is something that came up. This is what we think, and you should really look into it. That's sort of where my head was. Does that make sense for you?
Yes, I'm thinking how to say because if you would raise it, but this is more the. Said, if you would raise it at the council level, it's a bit. Let me rephrase it. It's a bit about management of expectations.
Good.
If you start raising this issue with the councils,
mm-hmm. No, I get
you might create the expectation that will be addressed this way.
No, I get your point, Bart. So perhaps we could deal with it like we deal with the JAS issue last time, and say the chairs will probably we would sort of and just let the CCPDP know that we came across this, and perhaps. We would initiate a note to actually for GTLD, we'll be initiating a note to the staff.
Yep.
Say, this is something that we got and which might be relevant.
Yeah, I'll include.
Yeah, I think that would probably work.
That might work.
Cool. Does anyone else have thoughts or?
Avery?
Yeah.
So you're just saying you're good?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
So,
okay, so that was, say, that was a specific aspect of ALAC. Then I have one from Hirohota, HKRC, and APTLD. That the case-by-case analysis should also apply to the IDN CCTLD fast-track process, and as a result, respective editorial revisions to the IDN CCTLD fast-track implementation plan should also be added in Section 5 of the final report. Please note, say, in order to understand it, the case-by-case analysis is limited, or the recommendation is limited to the new GTLD process. So let me go into the suggested consideration of the comments, say, with regard to the comments that the case-by-case analysis should also apply to the IDN fast-track process. It is the understanding of the JIG that the suggested analysis is already implemented in the fast-track process as part of the technical evaluation of the string. To the extent the fast-track will include single characters, character IDNs, the analysis should apply or remain to apply as well. So this is on the... IDNs should be analyzed on a case-by-case basis in depending on the script and language for confusability. Confusing is similar to single or two-character ASCII TLDs.
And yeah, I think that approach makes a lot of sense.
What I'll do is I'll make sure and I'll check with Naila that it is currently the case, so there is no discrepancy in what the JIG is saying and what is actually happening. But as far as I know, this evaluation is taking place.
Right. Okay.
This is Aubrey. The only thing I might add is that you might want to, you know, quote chapter and verse, or at least give reference to chapter and verse of where it's mentioned, so that...
Okay, yeah. You know. Good idea. Refer to implementation plan. I'll do in the next version. Okay. So the next bit, specific comments were from ISC and CIANIC. That's more or less similar. And that deals with the issue that single Chinese characters and probably, or even with APTLD, that single Chinese characters and possibly Arabic characters, but Fahd, you might be helpful there, can be used as geographic. How did they phrase it? Use as acronyms to refer to geographical names or other specific noun phrases. And so this adds to the confusion. And so what I've inserted... what I've suggested there is the JIG notes the comments that some single Chinese characters and possibly in other scripts as well are used as acronyms to refer to geographical names or other specific noun phrases. Regarding this issue, the JIG reiterates its view that other restrictions, qualifications and requirements for ASCII and two or more character IDN TLD strings should equally apply to single character IDN TLD strings, including but not limited to considerations of geographical names, similarity and confusability, intellectual property rights, etc. The working group notes that discussions regarding the restrictions, qualification requirements for IDN TLD strings in general are taking place in other ICANN fora and have not been concluded to date and therefore should be raised there. Again, my underlying thinking was that it's single character or single Chinese characters may raise this issue, but it's not specific for single characters. So the current or the suggested evaluations, etc., do apply, and limitations do apply to this specific aspect as well, as was already suggested by the JIG.
Right. So I'm comfortable with taking that position. It seems to be consistent with how we deal with this type of comments. Others have anything to add?
Great.
Thoughts?
Sorry.
Yep.
Okay. Cool.
Okay. Then this concludes the, in my view, the comments on recommendation D. And then we go into specific comments on other aspects of the report. And there is one on section 1, introduction and background, said it's a comment from Hiro Otta and APTLD. And the comment is the term letters is not properly defined. It apparently means ASCII letters. So this refers to a text from the Reserved Names Working Group. What I've said in the draft consideration of comment is the reference sections in the draft final report is a direct quote from the Reserved Names Working Group final report and can therefore not be changed. This being said, the point is well taken, and is that it's letters and ASCII letters are not properly defined.
This is Aubrey. Yeah, I think you've covered that. I mean, our language for talking about this stuff when that group was running was still very much in formation. We've
gotten
so much more precise since then. That was one of the first times we were actually tackling a lot of these issues. So I think, I think you answered it.
Yeah, and you can't change what's in another report.
We were still learning back then.
Yeah. Okay, so any other one? So that was a specific comment on this one, but it's good to note. And there is another one, and I was not very comfortable in answering this one. So that's the comment on Section 6 suggested edits to the new GTLD applicant guidebook. So there is, and it refers to language in the draft final report. And what we said is the following edits are suggested for Module 2, Section 22132, String Requirements, Part 3.2.1. It is visually similar, and there it comes. It is visually similar to any one-character ASCII label, and then what is stricken is in any script. And a comment from Hiro Ota is, the background of this editing proposal is unclear. It seems reasonable that the visual similarity to any label in any script, not only in ASCII, should be avoided, as the original sentence means.
Okay.
And this is...
Thank you, Bart. I wanted to add to this. I took a look back at the section too long to be repeated, but so why it was there and why I suggested striking out in any script is because in that specific section it is talking about two character IDN TLDs, and it's saying that two character IDN TLDs should not be visually similar to any one character label in, you know, in any script, any one character string in any script. And that, when it was designed in the African guidebook, that the premise was that all single character TLDs, including IDN and ASCII, were reserved and not allowed. So, but if we say that two-character IDN TLDs cannot be similar to any one-character string, that would eliminate some things that shouldn't be eliminated because we're now opening up single-character IDN TLDs. So what what should have been done is that two-character IDN TLDs should not be similar to single-character IDN TLDs that are being applied for or are already existing. And that rule is already covered somewhere else. That's, you know, covered but in terms of contention set and as well as existing TLDs. So that was why the in any script was stricken out. I don't know whether
I'm confused,
making sense.
Avery,
please.
I'm saying I'm confused.
Okay. So let me try this again. So the current applicant guidebook...
Edmund.
Sorry, please.
Could I suggest that you, say, try to formulate the answer and say, for this one?
Yeah.
Because
I think
deep into the new GTLD process. I could ask somebody else from staff, but...
Okay. So I just, you know, at least in the sense is that this was written with the premise that single-character IDN TLDs would not happen when it was written. So, you know, it included any script. But in order for single-character IDN TLDs to happen, you have to, you know, restrict it to only similar to one-character ASCII. I'll write it up. You know, it's probably convoluted at this point. But,
I have to go. I will follow up on email. I have another.
Okay,
email.
Yeah, we're at the top of the hour as well.
Sorry,
but after
you.
I draft it, we probably should circulate to Olaf and make sure, you know, we've got some feedback from there as well, because he's obviously much more into the whole applicant guidebook than anyone here. So, I'll draft a comment on this and circulate. Also, in terms of time, we're at the top of the hour. I guess the next step would be Bart. You would make the edits, and then we'll circulate to the group.
Yes, and I'll leave. I can do that very very quickly, and say what I'll do is I'll leave this section open, so this can be filled in, say over the week. When we had time to discuss, and so the rest is reasonably easy for me to do.
Okay, so I guess with that, I thank everyone for joining the call today. We are at the top of the hour, so we'll wrap up and we'll continue the discussion on the mailing list and. We'll reconvene in 2 weeks' time.
Yep. Okay. Thank you.
Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.